It's the first holiday weekend of the year, and while we honor the achievements of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we also recognize that there's an extra day off to enjoy. And that's always good news, especially when there are an array of options to keep the winter blues from stealing your joy. Are you a foodie? Good for you, because there are two restaurant weeks this month. The towns of New Hope, Pennsylvania, and Lambertville, New Jersey may be separated by the Delaware River, but they already collaborate on Pride Week. Now they're coming together for a restaurant week encompassing restaurants in both places. The eateries will offer various specials, including prefix lunches and dinners from $35 to $55. The week goes through January 27. Bon appetit! In Philly, Center City Restaurant Week kicks off on Sunday with prefix meals ranging from $20 for a two-course lunch to $60 for a three-course dinner. Reservations, please! Center City Restaurant Week goes through February 1st. Yep, it's Benny's birthday. Benjamin Franklin is celebrating a birthday this week. The man who was a rock star in his era with his inventions and as one of the founding fathers would be celebrating his 391st birthday on Friday. The celebration starts at 9 a.m. at Ben Franklin Hall in Old City with a seminar moderated by the Franklin Institute's Dr. Derek Pitts, then a procession to Franklin's grave to pay respects. The day concludes with a lunch. Keynote speaker and NASA cosmologist Dr. John C. Mather will also be honored. The first two events are free, but the lunch is ticketed. Franklin was known for imbibing in a tipple or two, something he likely did for special events, but he also preached temperance. That's the idea behind Dry January, which wants people to consider alcohol-free celebrations. On Saturday, Dry Vibes is that event. They collaborated with Selfish Philly to put it on at location 215 on Saturday. It promises zero-proof drinks, wellness demonstrations, and appearances by celebs from Bravo reality shows. It goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Welcome to Tom Jones. What can I get you?
Yes, I'll take the blue ribbon special, two scrambled eggs, bacon sausage pancakes, white toast, and apple juice.
I'm going to die in Delco.
There are worse places to die, kid. You want a refill?
Chris Pierre Domenico wrote, produced, and directed Delco, the movie. It's the story of two friends trying to get ready for life beyond high school and Delaware County. The movie features established stars alongside some familiar faces, including local acting legend Brian Anthony Wilson. The movie premieres on Friday and Saturday at Media Theater, and there are still screening times available. Delco, stand up. It's a good weekend for music lovers in multiple genres. Robert Glasper covers at least three of them as he's enjoyed success in hip-hop, R&B, and jazz. The Texas-born pianist checks into City Winery where he wraps up the last four of his six shows there on Thursday and Friday at 6 and 9:30 p.m. Tribute bands just won't stop rocking. And if you like Fleetwood Mac, Tell Me Lies is more than a reasonable facsimile of the 70s legends. The band has earned raves for recreating the sound and energy of the original group, with lead singer Rachel Francis channeling her very best Stevie Nicks. She's from Philly, so you know she's been inspired by some powerhouse vocalists. Lies performs at Ardmore Music Hall on Saturday at 8 p.m.
Mr. Bombastic! We want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Reggae King Shaggy is known for big hits like Boombastic, but in recent years he's collaborated with Sting and they've scored on the charts as well. Shaggy will be in town solo, this time at the Parks Casino on Saturday. The show starts at 8 p.m. On Monday, we celebrate the life of a king who envisioned a better world and sacrificed his life in pursuit of that ideal. While we can question how far along we've come, the time we take to acknowledge his life and legacy means we still have a chance to make it happen. Happy birthday to you, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll have information on the events around the city you can participate in on the MLK Day of Service. You can find them on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back with more Things to Do next Thursday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. On the day